Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Did you hear a bell toll in mid-November 2018? You should have, because a longtime king died.
Norbert, you're being melodramatic. It was no king.
No, it wasn't a person, but it was Le Grand K, which is a pretty big deal. Le Grand K is a shiny cylinder of platinum-iridium alloy that has been locked away for 130 years.
Every 40 years, this 1 kilogram cylinder was taken out at the International Bureau of Weights and Measures in France so that we could be sure that 1 kilogram was still a kilogram.
But now, instead of using this cylinder, the kilogram will be defined by something called Planck's constant. It's a mainstay of quantum mechanics and has a value of 6.6260705 times 10 to the negative 34 kilogram meters squared per second. Wow, that was a mouthful.
So basically, to find a kilogram, you use something called a Kibble balance, which determines mass as a balance to a defined electric force. It's complex, much harder than getting out a cylinder, but it's way more precise.
We already do this with the meter. We now tie the meter to the speed of light. Since light travels some 299 million meters every second, then 1 divided by this number defines a distance that we call a meter. Since the speed of light never wavers, the length of a meter is precise.
Now that the new definition of the kilogram has been approved by scientists from 60 nations, next is the second, which has long been defined by emitted radiation from a radioactive cesium clock. You may say, what? Don't worry, it's complicated.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.